I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Daniel Albone, who is the leader of global business development for Sony Digital Paper. And we're talking about the Sony Digital Paper booth at the joint mathematics meetings. So, Dan, can you tell people why the attendees, why they should come to your booth?
Well, Michael, thanks for having me, and we are very much looking forward to returning to the joint mathematics meetings. We have received so much positive feedback from some of our early supporters in the mathematics community, mostly faculty from major universities around the country and even some out of the country who've managed to get digital paper, urging us to give even greater focus to the mathematics community. And it was actually several people like Todd Kemp from UCSD, Joe West from Waterloo, several people at MIT, Yale, NYU, Harvard, Northwestern in mathematics and some other allied disciplines that have become so accustomed to using their digital paper that led us to go to the JMM last year in San Antonio. We pulled that together in rather short order. So I'm looking forward to meeting many of the people who return this year to JMM in Seattle, and we'll boost our activities at the booth. And obviously, we're a little different than some of the other exhibitors. We always seem to be a curiosity at the events we attend, particularly the professional societies and the academic gatherings. And people will have a chance to test drive digital paper. We can talk a little bit about how digital paper can greatly benefit faculty, as well as we're seeing interest from the PhD level and even postdoctoral candidates regarding the use of digital paper. And I can chat a little bit more about some of the features and functions that are especially appealing to mathematicians.
You mentioned you were, you did have a booth, a kind of a first-timer booth at the joint mathematics meetings in San Antonio, and it is kind of a curiosity. I agree with you. So when the people come, they're coming, they're asking you questions. What would you really like them to know about Sony Digital Paper?
Yeah, we have a great little landing page website, sonydigitalpaper.com/edu, and actually a little nice representation as a sponsor on the JMM site, which takes you to that link. But digital paper, some of the most salient features, first of all, this is e-ink based. There's no backlight. It has all the benefits that people have become familiar with the e-ink based e-readers, the consumer type e-readers that have proliferated, of course. And this is A4 size, 8.5 by 11, weighs about 10 ounces. And you know what? I could almost see a faculty member walking around campus chatting with a student or students as they used to do in the old days. This story I was discussing with somebody at the Informs meeting in Philadelphia. That, of course, is operations research and management sciences people. A lot of mathematics involved there in that group, and a number of ardent supporters for Sony's digital paper there. And Professor Phillips of Stony Brook, now over serving a position in Taiwan at a major university there, mentioned this strolling around. And of course, e-ink, one of its fine capabilities is the ability to read and write outside. We have another faculty member up at Université de Sherbrooke who reads fluid mechanics in his hammock, outdoor again. Other features and functions with digital paper and with e-ink, of course, are the very long battery life, upwards of 2 to 3 weeks. Of course, that depends on if you do a lot of handwriting or if you do a lot of synchronization with the cloud, because digital paper has Wi-Fi capability as well as USB. Many people enjoy and find it easy just to drag and drop folders to and from the device, just like an extended hard drive, or others set it up so that it can synchronize with their Box cloud service, that is box.com. Related to this, of course, we've announced a major partnership with Citrix. Some of your community will know Citrix for its security tools, GoToMeeting, but importantly for us, ShareFile, which offers both a cloud service but also a link to other document management services or repositories. So basic features and functions, again, we can share more and go into detail, and I encourage people to stop by our booth to try the handwriting. This is so important to mathematicians because the precision, it's just like ink or even pencil on paper. And that's really what makes the big difference over, say, a tablet that does many things, including attempting to do the dishes. Digital paper doesn't attempt to do that. It's a very focused tool with no distractions, no gaming, no email. It has a browser, but with the e-ink capability and the speed of e-ink, we don't really encourage browsing. You can connect to the internet. This is about work, research, marking up of documents, galleys, theses, white papers, homework submissions, exams. Mark them up, return them either via attachment, via email, via your computer email, or sync them back to a shared folder that one might have with a student or with collaborators. We have individuals, we have faculty from other universities, maybe co-authors on a book that are sharing materials back and forth. In fact, faculty have been among our most ardent supporters bringing these digital papers on planes, in trains, to departmental meetings, to conferences, and I must say it is a magnet.
So you've talked a lot about the many features of Sony Digital Paper. Can you say what else Sony Digital Paper offers the mathematics community?
Yeah, let me pick back up on the long-form handwriting, which I didn't really mention in the last little segment just now. But the community in its work does considerable amount of long-form handwriting and calculations, scribbles, as one of my professor friends says, daily scribbles that he can keep and retain. Or erase, because of course this has erasing capability. And it has sticky notes, so you can do a little sticky note, or you can bookmark. And basically you can have a list of annotations associated with your name. It basically uses the Adobe PDF conventions so that you can quickly scroll through or search annotations. For example, I had one faculty member who mentioned that he was working on a 200-plus DiffyQ paper, and he could mark that up and then share it with the graduate student or with his collaborator, and that individual could also make comments, and they'd be tracked by individual. Very important in collaborating. And I will also add, if I heard it once, I heard it 10, 12, 15 times last year in San Antonio. The math community understands what a great tool digital paper can be in the classroom setting because these individuals at your JMM told me we really need to be able to project from digital paper through a computer onto an overhead so they can do long form handwriting and note taking in class. It seems like most of the settings in the classrooms just aren't there yet for the mathematicians. And so I'm hopeful by the time I get to Seattle, we'll have our next version of firmware and that I can advise people who are interested that they will be able to project in the classroom. That seemed to be a killer app for many.
It does sound like the kind of thing math people would like to do. I agree. So Dan, is there anything you'd like to add?
I do have a couple other things I sort of wanted to share. I've been spending a fair amount of time on different college campuses. Someone from the University of Washington, Seattle, he and I plan to connect prior to JMM because they want to do something at the mathematics department there. And since they're sort of one of the host schools, I plan to take them up on it and see if we can do something. I was recently visiting my old alma mater, the Columbia University campus in New York, and I took a little walk through the mathematics building. And I was really, I guess not surprised, but a little bit amused as I walked through several floors, remembering some of my classes with Hyman Bass and Hervé Jacquet and Ulf Persson. I took several mathematics courses as an econ major there. And I saw piles of math homework submitted in inbox baskets with the class labeled. Now, this is no reflection on Columbia or mathematics in general, but I think that is indicative of how a lot of the homework and a lot of the work gets done and submitted. In spite of these days of LMSs and DMSs and cloud services, clearly the long form work of the mathematician, much of it is still done on paper. And that's why I think digital paper is a dream tool. And that's why, Mike, Sony decided to sponsor the graduate student and first-timer reception at JMM Seattle. And I know that we will be having a drawing, so one lucky winner will get the digital paper. But we wanted to make a statement because we believe digital paper can be a really great asset for the young and aspiring mathematician, especially those who are doing posters and really serious about pursuing the field. Maybe not so much for the traditional undergrad right away, but clearly the serious mathematician or that individual entering graduate or PhD work for reading journal articles and doing all the other things I described on a full screen with no backlight, I think is a dream tool. And we really are looking forward to Seattle.
So now the question comes up, since you've already been to the joint meetings, are you eligible to go to the first time of reception?
Oh, I guess sort of like electioneering, maybe I'll have to put stickers and signage outside of the room, X feet away from the voting booth, but I'll crash in some way. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you and the rest of the team, Christine and other members that have been very welcoming, quite frankly. And so I thank you.
That's right. You're welcome, Dan. Thanks for talking with us. That's Dan Albone, who leads global business development at Sony Digital Paper. And they'll have a booth at the meeting. And as Dan mentioned, they're sponsoring the grad first-timer reception there. Dan, thanks very much.
Thanks, Michael.